Hello and welcome to an extra spooky edition of BJ Shea's Board Game Alliance, episode number 83. I am your host, Joey, the fast green mushroom D's. I don't even know that reference, but I'm scared to ask. Sean, Josh?
It's not that hard. You'll figure it out.
I don't want to figure it out. Of course, joining me is Josh Utley of the Omega Gamers.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's great. Sean Epperson of Think 12 Games.
Oh, hey.
And of course, the lovely Vicky Barcelona running the boards.
I'm just excited that you won.
Yes,
you said
I
it correctly.
Didn't lose. Woo! That one was easy, though.
Well, we'll see what comes up in the future.
That one's a slow burn, I have a feeling. Later on, we're going to get evil Sean being evil. Josh, how can the lovely Geek Nationals get a hold of us?
Well, it's easy enough. Go to bjgeeknation.com. You get all the podcasts, blogs, interviews, videos, links, and more.
More!
Also, search for us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, radio.com, and iTunes. Just search BJ Geek Nation.
Heck yeah, do it. Because you can find out all about Extra Life!
Oh my God!
Guys, it might be close to Halloween, but it's even closer for us to our 25 hours of gaming!
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness, I'm already preemptively tired. I am collecting all the energy drinks. I'm finding which one's going to work best. So far, I'm partial to the 5-hour energy tea shots they have.
Ooh.
So, they say have no more than two for a day. I might have to do more than two.
You're pushing the limits.
Yes. Because that's extra life.
I find that putting out fires all day is what will keep me moving.
Are you starting fires in the kitchen, Josh?
Again. Yes.
Again.
This is the biggest one we personally have done.
Yes.
Because we have a whole like streaming crew. Like we did Twitch last year, but this year it's going to be epic.
And for those of you who don't know,
what is Extra Life?
What is Extra Life?
Extra Life is basically a streaming platform put out by Children's Miracle Network. And it's just there for everybody, anybody who wants to help with their local children's hospital, for us, Seattle Children's Hospital, to raise money for the hospitals and the programs they run and the services they provide for the kids. Basically, they have crowdsourced donation charity drives.
Well, that makes it easy for us. Mm-hmm. And who are we helping?
We're helping the Seattle Children's Hospital, who my cousin was born with cystic fibrosis, so pretty much since he was born, anytime he had any problems, he was at Children's Hospital, even up until the age, I think he stopped going when he was 21. And so he'd be 18 years old and just kind of, hey, I'm here for 2 weeks. I don't know what to do. And I'd go and we'd end up playing video games. Like they have these really awesome carts. Unfortunately, because there are a lot of kids, sometimes there's not enough carts to go around.
So we are raising money to help those kids who don't have anything. Vicky, did you have an in with the cafeteria person by any chance at that hospital?
No, but we did have a system. Him and I would go hit up the cafeteria, pretty much get anything. We look like stoners because we would get every kind of food. And he was on a really high caloric diet, so we got everything. And then we would go and raid the vending machine.
Yes.
So much delicious food to be had. Surprisingly, hospital cafeteria food is good.
Better than those TV shows make it out to be. That right. I agree with you. And they always have macaroni and cheese.
Yes. You can't be upset at that.
They're still serving kids.
Yeah.
Exactly. And speaking of macaroni and cheese, I hear that Zulu's Board Game Cafe might be having a special mac and cheese for our Extra Life event.
Yeah, this is our second year with Zulu's. And last year, they made us up the Omega Burger.
The Omega Burger.
And we brought in a good chunk of money just selling those. This year, one of the food items is Omega Mac and Cheese.
Oh my goodness. What's going to be in Omega Mac and Cheese?
Well, I think there's five different types of cheeses. I couldn't name them if I tried. We'll start with cheddar. And
cheddar.
We'll just go from there.
Cheddar. More cheddar. Lots of cheddar. Extra cheddar. And even maybe a fifth cheddar.
Jesus. Well, more importantly, topped with pulled pork.
Oh.
And if you haven't had their pulled pork, ooh, mwah,
yeah,
delicious.
This is Joey saying it. He actually knows a thing or two about food.
I can eat a lot of macaroni and cheese, and I can eat even more of it if it has pulled pork on top.
I'm getting hungry, guys. But we have actually we've partnered with some other cool people, and we're going to have awesome, like, Omega-type meals, not just macaroni and cheese.
Well, Uli's Famous Sausage has generously. That too.
When it's Vicky correcting you, you should feel bad, by the way. Yeah.
I don't feel bad. I just own it.
Fair enough. Continue.
They have donated men's room brat.
Men's room brat sausages are legit.
And we don't say this lightly. They are the biggest sausage you're ever going to see.
Yeah.
If you guys have never had a men's room sausage, it is made with men's room beer, I believe. I believe it's red. And that's something kind of local to our Seattle area. It's actually our afternoon show because we all work for a radio station here, or we're at a radio station. Joey and I work for the morning show. And they actually started this beer forever ago. They partnered with Uli's, and they make these delicious sausages with their delicious beer. And it is to die for. I want to put the sausage on the mac and cheese.
Well, they are going to make one, being a Seattle dog,
mm-hmm, which
with a Mandarin brat.
Who has never had a Seattle dog?
You've never
had a Seattle dog?
What?
All right. So, I mean, Philly, or Philly
has. That would be me that
never
had.
Their sandwich. Chicago has their way that you don't put ketchup or mustard or some crap like that. Seattle dogs are the most superior of dogs.
By far. And for those of you who don't know, Vicky, what's on them?
You get your hot dog, cream cheese, grilled onion, and depending where you go, some people will put some jalapeno on there.
F yeah.
But cream cheese on a hot dog and the grilled onions, ugh.
It's so good. And I mean, everyone knows my rule of thumb. You cannot put cheese on something and make it worse.
Yes. Like,
well, I requested an Omega dog.
What's going to be on the Omega dog?
Pulled pork.
Of course. Let's put meat on meat.
The meats have come together for one night only.
I don't know what are all these grilled onion things you guys refer
to. Trust me, they don't taste like vegetable. I know you have the palate of a 10-year-old boy, but...
Yes, I do.
The grilled onions are delicious.
Can we put some Mountain Dew on it?
Some Doritos.
Well, besides great food, guys, what are we going to be doing? We're playing some games?
No, hold on. I'm still considering Doritos on a hot dog with pulled pork. Oh. And Doritos.
How about a little cream cheese?
He says contemplating, but he's drooling.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Just here's a napkin, cleaned it up.
Yeah, we are definitely going to be playing a lot of games. We've had a whole ton of different publishers that have donated a bunch of prizes to us. We've got some amazing giveaways. We've also got games that we're going to be playing on live stream.
Yeah, we got a ton of games. I know Catalyst Game Labs, they donated a copy of Shadowrun Sprawlops, the Legendary Box, the Kickstarter All-In Box with the upgraded boards and upgraded tokens and a metal first player token.
So it's funny because when we were raising games, as I like to say, donating games to this great cause, in my head, for whatever reason, I didn't think about how many there were going to be, because last week I got to go to Zulu's, play a couple games, and look at this smorgasbord of games, because Josh, I don't want to say like a little kid, but you know when you have like a something you want to show your dad, you're like, Dad, come over here and see these. Josh pulls me over and he goes, you got to come see these games. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Is it going to be a game or two? Dude, he just shows me the Batman... like six pack, as I'm calling it, of games alone. It's incredible. There's mountains upon mountains of games. My phone couldn't capture them all.
Yeah, one of our major giveaways that has its own individual raffle is Batman Gotham City Chronicles that came out on Kickstarter. It was never to be sold retail.
Whoa.
And we have a all-in, the big pack from the Kickstarter, still in shrink, never opened, never played, never pre-punched.
Tons of minis, the Batmobile, this is a huge collection.
Yeah, everything.
$350 value.
It's mind-blowing. That's only one thing.
That was the Kickstarter value, and if you know, most Kickstarters, when you back, you get an undervalued portion, so it's probably worth quite a bit more, but we don't care because you guys are going to win it, and you're going to play it.
And how can people win it?
They just got to buy raffle tickets, and you can buy them at Zulu's. Mm-hmm. Each raffle ticket's $5. But for every single raffle ticket you buy, you get to roll a D20.
Ooh.
If you roll a 20, you get a free raffle ticket.
That's actually kind of cool.
So you could get two chances for the price of one.
Well, they also have a special thing that Zulu's is doing that if you buy a game there, if you spend $50 or more, they give you a free raffle ticket. So
that's
there's
really
all
awesome.
Kinds of ways for you to get 75. Bonus. 75?
Sorry, 75.
$75. And like Josh said, the Batman one, that's just one of things. Like, we also had, Catalyst, Cryptozoic, Daily Magic, Flying Frog has donated a bunch of stuff.
Gray Fox.
Gray Fox Games just donated a bunch of stuff. Lucky Duck. We just got publisher after publisher has donated tons of things. We also have a special one that came in from Privateer Press. They donated this monster size box that looks like a treasure chest. It's, lacquered wood. It's leather containers. It's just freaking phenomenal looking.
It's widower's wood.
Yeah.
And that just landed, I think, about a month ago in most people's, I could be wrong on that, on most people's Kickstarters. But this all-in version, like Sean said, a pre-stained, treasure box with leather straps and bronze buckles and all that. And inside you get the game, you get the expansions, you get all the Kickstarter exclusive extras, and for those of me that love inserts, the wooden, like, Broken Token style inserts,
yeah,
that's in there too.
Just an incredible amount of board gaming greatness.
And not just games either. On top of all this craziness that we've got going on, we also had a Ken Griffey Jr. signed with authentic signature, you know, paper.
With a little form, yeah.
Yeah, with a little form that was donated to us as well. So that's another thing that people can win.
And if you're not necessarily a baseball fan or a Seattle baseball fan, like, that is a great gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one will be auctioned, though,
mm-hmm.
for the Ken Griffey Jr. bat. Mm-hmm. We are going to set up a small auction for that. Unfortunately, that one's not a raffle.
Yes.
But
again,
you could win on an auction, and it's going to be, we're still working out the details on that, but we'll have it all worked out. Anybody can try for it, and you could walk out with a King
again,
Griffey Jr.
It's good for a good cause. It's for the kids.
Yes.
I'm super excited.
It's a great cause.
Can people buy raffle tickets, real quick question, buy raffle tickets online?
They can if they can't do it online, but what they can do is they can call Zulus and say, hey, I'd like to buy some raffle tickets.
Okay.
If they wanted to go to a special prize, like I want the Batman collection or I want the Privateer Press, you know, treasure chest craziness, they did it, just have to specify what they want.
Okay,
but
cool.
They can do it
online. Okay, so here's the thing. What if I spend $100 trying to win Batman,
mm-hmm.
and I don't?
Oh, well, that's a shame.
I mean, $100 is great for kids,
mm-hmm.
but then what?
Well, don't worry, Josh. We got you covered. Because if you don't win, we're going to take all those raffle tickets and dump them into the general raffle. So like I said, all these publishers have been donating tons of games for us. So there's going to be a lot of general raffles that will be going on. So just because you didn't win the one thing that you tried for doesn't mean you can't still win something.
And if you win a game that you have no idea how to play, you're going to be in the right place because I got two people to my left right here that have played so many games that, I mean, they're probably going to know the one you have.
Probably.
Well, not just that. There's going to be publishers there that are going to be demoing things as well.
Are they going to be demoing games that aren't out yet or some of their popular games?
Yes.
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 I love that answer.
Yes, you at all. Privateer Press is going to be there. They're going to be there for about, I think, 6 hours doing a big demo of their tabletop skirmish game.
And that's for anybody to come by. That's not necessarily that what we're going to be streaming fully. It's you can come in, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That's so cool.
Just show up. Let's see, David Gerard from Jugsberry Games is going to be there demoing a brand new game that isn't even out yet. We've got AEG is going to be there demoing a brand new game that's being shown off at Essen. Like, there's some really cool things that are going on.
This is the place to be.
Just to know, just so you know, I've gotten a report back from Essen. AEG is having their best year ever. They have the longest lines. Their lines are completely just backed way up.
Wow.
They're selling out. AEG is going to, their new games right now, whatever they're going to bring us to demo, is hot, super hot.
And if you guys can't be there in person, maybe because you're not in Seattle or because you're in bed and sick, I'm sorry.
Or just in bed like Rev, who's going to be watching and trolling us like he did last year.
Yes, you can donate via Twitch, I believe.
Yes. So we're going to be showing what we're doing, the games that we'll be playing live, all 25 hours on Twitch, the streaming platform. So we're going to be hosted by Late Night Tabletop, but also on the BJ Geek Nation Twitch channel.
Awesome. And of course, when you do donate, we don't just take your money. No.
Don't just give $5.
No, you get to choose what I would call a punishment, but you know what? It doesn't have to be a punishment, but it probably should be, because Sean and BJ are going to be gaming, and you know what? Nothing's better than creating a little extra incentive for a rivalry, right, guys?
Exactly.
And yes. Did I hear that? Is there going to be one of BJ's favorite games being played?
We will be playing The Resistance.
The Resistance.
And we are working out, details to come, how the audience can be more involved.
Because if you don't know, I do not play The Resistance. I don't play any of those hidden identity games, especially with BJ, because he's ruined him for me. If I want to get yelled at for a solid 20 minutes, I'll go to a family reunion and show my tattoos. Like, woo, I'm good. I don't need that kind of stress in my life. So if there's any way someone can go in and donate to a really great cause and mess his game up, I would love it. I'm not going to lie. I might end up being like, hey, I'm donating from the other room.
Hey, whatever. You are completely allowed to do that and encouraged. I will slip you $20.
Thank you.
I might donate before I show up just to see how angry I can get him so I can show up and be the hero. Oh, yeah, that was me. I was the one that took your resources. Yeah. Aha. Again, November 2nd and 3rd. We'll be there pretty much all day. I know you guys will be. I'm going to show up for a solid niner. We'll see how long my board gaming strength will last, because I'm not going to lie.
We shall turn you.
They're trying. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to show up in the seventh hour. They're going to be like, guys, we have a game. Okay, it's only an hour per person. There are five, six, seven, eight. You know what? Just go ahead and sit down here. We'll get you some nice Omega mac and cheese. And then you know what? I'm going to be there till, 2 in the morning. However long they can keep me there.
8 in the morning?
8 in the morning. You know, what time is it? There's no lights on. There's no sun in the...
Well, because we're going to be hanging out in, like, the little cool basement area. We're going to have our... It feels like a whole, like, setup. Because we're going to have multiple cameras.
We have, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4... 4 or 5 cameras just in the stream area. Wow. Plus, we'll be doing Facebook Lives. Plus, we'll be doing some new weird Amazon thing. Plus.
So many awesome ways. Yeah. So please check out our Facebook page, like Twitter. Everything's going to have our information. If you go to Facebook right now, you can see the event page. So feel free, go RSVP, and that way you can get all the info up to date as the days go on.
There is one more prize, too. Prize pack, really.
Mm.
OrcaCon, yes. Another great con in our area in January. They donated 2 VIP badges.
Ooh.
Valued at $250 each.
Whoa.
What's the whole VIP package entail?
The VIP package comes with your badge for the con,
mm-hmm.
access to the executive lounge at the hotel.
Ooh.
So you want to go relax in private with snacks and drinks.
That sounds like a place that has free cookies.
I know a t-shirt. I know custom dice, a custom VIP dice.
Oh.
And just a swag bag full of goodies and awesomeness and 3 days of conning. Where it's a player's con. You go to play.
Yeah, it's just a hangout. Similar to like when we went to Vegas for Dice Tower.
You also get a shirt, too. There's a special OrcaCon shirt, and they have some special dice that they make specifically for OrcaCon. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of cool stuff with your prize pack.
Wow, I wish somebody would have said that. like 30
literally
seconds ago.
Yeah, but he's saying that you have the VIP dice. He has a special dice.
Oh. Well, there's both.
I did say both.
No, but his
Josh is... Did you guys
Josh
know that Dairy
John?
Queen and Orange
People
Julius?
Don't get that reference, okay? People don't get that reference here, so you can shut up, Josh.
Wait, what? I do have a question, though, because this, as you said, wasn't the first year you guys have done this. And we are around the Halloween time, and you do dress up for things, for games, maybe?
Well, yes.
Have you guys seen any of the little teasers I've been putting out on Facebook?
Ooh, for costumes?
Yes. Well, it's costumes and games.
Your artistic talent has driven itself up to...
Have you been photoshopping people?
A little bit. And it's literally like a paint app that I'm using, like your Microsoft Paint, but on my phone. And I turned BJ, Joey, and I into piggies.
Was I the cute piggy?
You were very cute.
Yes.
Because BJ was the angry piggy, and I was just more like the piggy.
You were the wow, this is really happening piggy.
Yep.
There is an update to that drawing.
Ooh.
Yes.
One of the players has a wolf costume.
Oh, but that's not one of the ones shown, though, correct?
No, it's not one of the ones shown, but did we want to mention what games those were now?
I feel like, I think we can mention them. If you're listening, you get the Easter. You get the drop on what some of the games. We already said we're playing Resistance, but we're not going to be dressing up for all the games.
No, not for all of them. That would be a lot of budget we just don't have.
Yep, and then a lot of me running around, because I'm in charge of costumes.
I'm 6'3". I don't fit into costumes.
You will fit into this, because it's going to be super silly.
I'm
going to
be a pig in a blanket.
We're not playing pigs in a blanket.
Oh!
We are playing The Grim Forest by Druid City Games.
I love that game.
It is a lot of fun. It does have, it's a very fairy tale themed, and you're basically the three little piggies trying to build your houses.
Yep, you win by being, you might win. The game ends when somebody builds their third house.
I lost this game, I think, to tiebreakers to Sean over there, right? The first time I played it.
Yep.
He built too many, brick houses?
I did.
I went with wood. It wasn't strong enough.
It is, so I'm going to... Because I am resourceful and cheap, I'm going to be making piggy noses out of old toilet paper cartons.
Yay!
That's awesome.
And if I'm able to, I'm also going to be doing little ears.
Well, that as you guys cool. can probably tell, it's going to be crazy.
And that is a pre-painted copy Ooh. Of Grim Forest. Luminescence painter Amber did that for us.
She does a really great job with her paintings.
And this game, the minis are amazing. The gameplay is cool. The art is amazing.
It's great for all ages, too.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely an all-ages game.
So be sure to keep on our socials to see more updates on our lovely costumes.
There would be pictures.
There's one more that I will be posting either today or later. You shall see before the event actually happens. But I did post one more. And it looked like me with weird green bug eyes.
Ah.
Mm.
This one is going to be super fun for the streamers.
Yes.
Because this one can heavily be influenced by the streamers.
So it looked like I was an alien. Of course, there's many of alien and space themed games, but which one are
you playing?
I thought
it was Cooties.
You calm down.
It did look a little like Cooties.
You would really know.
I do believe there is a Cootie race in Cosmic Encounter, which is what we're playing.
What? We're playing Cosmic Encounter?
Yeah, playing Cosmic Encounter.
Doesn't that game take like a year?
No. Well, any game takes a year when you play it with BJ.
Oh, well, God.
I did go through the 300 plus races yesterday.
Because you have all the expansions?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Of course I do. And I narrowed it down to what I think would be more entertaining.
Oh, please one, tell me the whiner's not in there.
Though, of course, the whiner is in there.
Do you know what the whiner is?
I do know what the whiner is.
By the way,
is.
It's the sniffler. Thank he you. Just gets to whine.
I call him Sniffles. The whiner, a.k.a. BJ. And someone actually photoshopped BJ onto that card.
Oh, yes. He doesn't even dress up because he is the literal character.
Yep.
And I will also be making maybe little alien antennas for that game, just to be silly.
Well, I did put in TikTok. Which limits the gameplay.
Oh, which one's TikTok again?
I don't know his exact powers, but I know that his general power description is limits game time.
Thank you, Josh. That's right. I'm looking to play forward to playing a lot of games.
If you really want to influence the time of the game, if I'm going up against Vicky and she's got, 5 points over me in our little battle, you just give me 5-6 points and then I'll beat her. And you can do that by donating on the stream.
Again, guys, November 2nd and 3rd, Extra Life. We'll be there all day at Zulu's Board Game Cafe. Please check us out on our Twitch, all the Twitches. Our socials will have all lovely pictures of our costumes and everything. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to buy raffle tickets. You can win so many cool prizes.
Raffle tickets via by calling Zulu's if you're not in the area or not able to stop in, or you can buy them at Zulu's, and they have other ways you can get more tickets, like rolling the D20, or if you spend $75 on a game already, they'll give you a raffle ticket.
Game or games, if your bill equals that.
Yes.
Yes, and we will be dressed up. We will be reading your texts, your messages, anything like that we get from you. I'm sure Ethan at Zulu's will probably be getting a lot of awesome phone calls with a lot of, "You guys rock! I like Batman! I want to win your prizes! Where's the Ken Griffey Jr. bat?" Yada, yada, yada. It's going to be amazing. But we do have to move on.
No!
Because I hear we have some
special delivery!
Yeah, I got one from Clippy Games, local supporter of Extra Life, actually. A really cool group of folks. They did Suro, The Phoenix Rising. So this is the third game in the Suro franchise. This was promised in September and delivered in October. So very much within, really a fast turnaround, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A month? Yeah, not even really a month, kind of. Yeah, it depends. September 29th, does that count as October?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty close, right?
All right.
I think anything like even remotely close to the month just totally works, so that's fine. And it looks great. It was delivered in nice, well-packaged and everything. So top quality stuff from Calliope.
I got to play that with him.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
It's got a giant Phoenix on it.
Well, Phoenix is in it, and so therefore, in my mind, all Dark Phoenix.
I got the minis, too, as well.
Oh, you did? What kind of game is it?
It's basically like a path routing style of game. But they added some new elements to it, and there's some really cool minis.
What are you doing in path routing? I'm looking at this like tile placement, maybe? Or like you build where you want your guy to go, and then hopefully he goes there, which it never does.
Well, you also, if you build in front of somebody else, they have to advance along those paths, too.
Ooh, I like it. So you can kind of trip them up and then hopefully maybe not yourself, but probably.
Send them out.
And where the whole Phoenix comes in on that is if you're playing with Sean and you're out in the first 2 minutes because he targets you, your Phoenix gets to be reborn one time.
From the ashes that Sean left there for you.
Yes.
Awesome.
Special delivery.
Next one we got in. A few of us got in. Me, BJ, Sean, everybody. Fantastic Factories by Manufactory Games. This one was promised in April of this year, but just came in. Some small manufacturing delays, but very open with communication. Not a big deal.
But was it worth the wait?
Yes, this game is... Tom Vassell gave it Dice Tower Seal of Excellence.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's a great dice engine builder game. It doesn't take 10 years to play. It's not over in 15 minutes either. It's a really fun game. You get to roll lots of dice. The dice are good, really good quality. The card stock is really good quality. Everything. It's a really fun game.
Yeah, they're very communicative about why it took longer, and it was all about just making a higher quality production for everybody.
Which, at the end of the day, like we've said before, that's the best thing. If you're going to be late, communicate. And people are super cool about it.
Yeah.
Because there's never a shortage of board games to play, so, you know, you want yours to be the best product it can be when it comes out. That way, when you do get to that game, you know, you're like, oh my god, I can't believe it. How did I go 6 months without this?
Exactly.
And Fantastic Factories, if you can't find it at your local game store, there will be a reprint coming soon.
Ooh.
Yes, Deepwater Games partnered with them, and they'll be releasing.
Awesome. Sounds like you guys got some sweet board games in. But now I think it's time for the quick starter, Sean.
Yeah, baby. So today we're going to talk about Beyond Humanity Colonies by Three-Headed Monster. This is their first game, and wow, they're really just going... pulling out all the stops for this game. This is a hybrid semi-cooperative board game where players are going to be building and expanding a human colony on an alien planet. What this does is kind of mixes classic board game design with some really interesting electronic components. You have these plastic pieces that all connect together, and there is a base that they connect to. That base actually has a computer inside of it. The cards that you play also have RFID on them, so they can trigger. So you'll see, like, if a compartment is, you know, going down or if it's having problems. It's really interesting.
Yeah, every physical component has LED lights in it that's on the whole game. But if something starts to go wrong, it might start blinking yellow or red or different patterns of blinking to then you must react to.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just crazy. If you like space-themed games, you like, you know, like terraforming games, this looks amazing on the table. They are currently at 238K of their 45K goal, so they're smashing through lots of unlocks here. And so this one, the pledge, I mean, there's a lot of electronics with this. It's app-driven as well, so there's that component. There's a lot to this, so it's a pricier game. It's $225 for the pledge, and there's no other different pledge levels for this one.
That's crazy, too, but I do love they have the humble brag, funded in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Because, my God, I can't imagine raising $200,000 when I only asked for $45,000. But you know what? It's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got over 1,000 backers. So there's a lot of excitement around this. And it's not going to be in your store. So if this is something that you're interested in, you have to get it on Kickstarter.
And things are going to go better than all those Matt Damon movies on Mars when he tries to, you know, do something for humanity and ends up either sabotaging it or dying. Or,
exactly. You know. I love that it's semi-cooperative because you have to work together to make sure this thing works. But only the person that has, like, done the best and has the most victory points actually wins. That's pretty cool. This actually ends on November 12th.
And it looks like they have one more stretch goal at the 270K level that I see that they need to unlock, so yeah. That you do it.
Next up is, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Renoliad.
You're better than me. There's a J and an L in there somewhere that shouldn't be there.
I think the J is supposed to be silent or ya. The Sound of the Runes by Tempo Games. So this is spelled R-U-N-A-L-J-O-D. Just because, yeah, I can't talk.
Because other languages use other letters that we don't.
Yes. Well, it's, clearly this is Nordic themed, right? So this is 1 to 4 player game, plays in 90 to 120 minutes. It's a miniatures based game. So, you know, something that, you know, our good friend Josh here really likes. Based on a mechanic system where you're actually using runes to activate abilities. So the orientation of the runes as they fall on the board will give you access to different things that you can actually do. Like things like activating your hero skills, exploring territories, invoking the power of the gods.
Yeah, this one had me at the box because the art is, I mean, it looks exactly like that kind of like natural nature energy, mm-hmm. right? But you're also kind of like a badass hero going on a little adventure. Oof.
I mean, it's all winter.
Yeah, it's got kind of a cool, like, wintery theme to it as far as the look goes, and including the board. Like, it's a very snowscapey scene.
So winter has come.
Winter has come.
The player boards themselves look very detailed.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen them too close up, but, I mean, you get the whole feeling of being an archer, dwarf, huntsman, something that I see with agility cards. It looks great.
Yeah, they've just done they've knocked it out of the park as far as how this game looks. The play looks really cool. Like, you know, they're doing some different things with, like, the whole rune casting. These really cool, like, you know, creatures that you have to fight, like northern wolves and these crazy looking, you know, giants that come and storm the area. Really cool looking game. It's a $98 base pledge to get you into the game, and then $138 if you want the core and the core expansion.
Now, the core box itself has 22 miniatures, 23 ruins, 4 hero boards. I mean, it's got a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, you're definitely getting a lot for what you're playing into, and yeah, they're kind of killing it here. It looks amazing. As far as how much they've funded, they're at 94K of their 66K goal, so they're definitely in the stretch goal land. They've got about 750 backers, and this is going to be ending on November 11th. Last up is one, I love this company a lot. They actually are supporting us on Extra Life as well. Kids Table Board Gaming. Love these folks. They are doing Fossilis. Fossilis is a game that is playable by up to 2 to 5 players and plays in about 45 minutes. And based on the word Fossilis, it's basically digging up dinosaur bones. Now, this is a super cool looking game. It's something that you play with your entire family. What I love about this is the 3D element, the way they've presented this game. So they wanted you to be able to literally go in and excavate dinosaur bones. So they have a 3D, basically a terrain area, and it's full of all these little compartments. And then they have different dinosaur bones, different tools, all these plastic pieces that you throw into all these different compartments. You put a lid on it, you give it a shake. So those things end up in different places now, and then you place these plastic tiles on top of them. So you have to dig through the tiles, all these earth tiles that give you different components, and then eventually you're going to uncover some sort of bone. Now, you also have these cards that are different dinosaurs, and they basically have kind of a recipe where you need this bone, and you need this earthy component to be able to build these things. Really cool looking game. Like, they're just going, like, you know, out of the park as far as, like, the development on this.
Yeah, there are a lot of dinosaurs. This seems like great to, especially for an introductory board game or anything like that, or you want to get one of your kids into it too. I mean, beautiful colors, like you said. You have to find fossils, and they have a lot of dinosaurs, not just one or two or three like that. It reminds me a lot of the Jurassic Park first scene where he's like, oh, we're uncovering these fossils. He's dusting it off, you know, before everything goes crazy and all the dinosaurs try to eat the kids, you know. But minus that part, this game looks great for getting people into board games.
Yeah, one of the things they do really well is their games are a good fit for gamers, but they're also a good fit for families and people getting into things as well. I've played a lot of their stuff, and they do just a fantastic job and always deliver, like, top quality things. This is only a $39 pledge, which is crazy.
What?
$39 for this. It's nuts. Totally worth it at that price. Like, this, you need to go back this for sure. They're at 78K of their 13K goal. Understandably, because this is just amazing. They've got over 2,000 backers, and this is going to be ending on November 7th. So get in there, check this out. Fantastic company, fantastic game, and just an amazing price.
So before we get going this week, we have been planning like crazy, and Extra Life, I've personally been doing it for 5 years now. This will be our fifth year. And then second year, Spencer and Sean came on, and we still twitched from my house. And then third year, you guys came on, Geek Nation came on, and it has exploded. And I mean, just Sean's ability to get us raffle games, that's all comes from Sean. He does all of that.
He is the game master.
Thank you.
He handles all our scheduling because he knows how much I love Google Docs. But with Vicky, your help with all the costuming and everything. And then Zulus came on board, and they have been, anything we say we want to do, they say, yes, let's do it, but we want it bigger and better, which you can't ask for a better partner and things. So I personally want to say thank you to you guys, to Sean, especially Spencer from Late Night Tabletop, Zulus, BJ himself, Geek Nation as a whole, everybody.
Whoa. We're saying nice things about each other. I didn't sign on for this.
Even Seattle Children's has actually gotten aware of our, in particular, Extra Life, and they have supported us. So we want to thank you to Betsy. We want to say thank you to
Mike
from Extra Life itself. They're going to stop by and check out the thing. So,
and I hear there might even be a cake.
Yes.
Making a special cake.
Our buddy Aaron is making, his mom and him and his sister are making a Catan cake. Now, we know you've heard of Catan cupcake cakes, where it's like, each cupcake something. No, each territory is a 6-inch cake of a individual flavor.
That's a lot of cake.
This cake is going to be about 48 inches wide by the time they're done.
It's bigger than my TV.
So bring your appetite is what you're saying.
Yes.
And yeah, each one will be individually flavored. It's going to be delicious, and I'm going to eat most of it. Sorry.
I mean, to be expected.
Get there early. We're going
to
fight.
So you can enter to win the last raffle of who gets to wake Josh up out of diabetic coma. But hey, whatever. No, seriously, thank you, everybody. And if I forget to say it, because we're not going to record again for 2 weeks, I just wanted to say it now.
Thank you also to Uli's famous sausage.
Of course, Uli's. Sorry. Yep. Too many people to thank
just
anymore.
Everyone, thank 12 Games. Everybody.
Everyone
so
is preparing. Thank you to everyone who's listening for participating.
This used to be in my kitchen.
Wow.
Right?
So. Yeah, all the listeners for sure, the people that show up and actually, you know, put in raffle tickets and all that, you guys are awesome.
And if you just want to donate, go to our page. We have many ways you can donate via the actual Extra Life website. So definitely go check out the event page on our Facebook page, just BJ Geek Nation.
Yeah, and even if you can't, just come down and game. I think everyone's just in a really great mood, you know, raising money for a good cause.
And all the different, like the Omega Dog and the Seattle Dog we're going to be having, the Omega Mac and Cheese. Like money from that goes to this whole thing. So even if you just want some mac and cheese, you're also, you know, contributing to a great cause.
Exactly. Heck yeah, guys. I'm pumped up. I'm ready for some spooky Halloween costumes. And by that, I mean BJ in a pig nose or something.
He may be the Don for another game we're playing.
Ooh.
But remember, there is no better way to play nice than to do it at Extra Life.